going to be more of an expansion. So I am going to be responsible for all four guys, and Coach McCurley is going to help me from that standpoint. But when I got here in 06, Scott assisted me as well. So I think it's going to be an opportunity to, again, work together. I see it's a great opportunity. It's going to be a great challenge. I think from both the inside linebackers and the outside linebackers, there's a lot of great guys. And so we'll look forward to getting them when everything starts up and look forward to having a great offseason.
I guess from the outside looking in, we see it, you know, practices and at training camp, the outside guys over here and the inside guys over here. Is that going to be a challenge, dividing your attention somewhat?
Not necessarily. I still think we're in the evaluation phase, and we're still going to work on exactly what the dynamics of being able to not only work together in the meeting room, but working together on the field as well.
What changes, if any, will we see just in the defense itself?
Well, I think that's going to be a little premature right now. I think that we're still in the evaluation process. We're still taking a look at what we did from a scheme standpoint. So I think that as this offseason develops, we're going to find a way to just focus on the skill sets of each player and just focus on getting those guys to do what they do best as much as possible.
Do the outside linebackers under Winston Moss change at all as far as approach, technique, what have you, to what they've done in the past? Does that end up a change at all?
Well, this game is always going to be about technique and fundamentals, but our program has always been built around teaching and demanding. It's very important that the guys that we work with understand that they got to grow. And they got to get into this scheme, and they got to be able to comprehend it, and they got to be able to work very, very hard. At the end of the day, it's going to be about production and consistency. That's the bottom line.
Did Kevin Green's departure, was that surprising to you at all? And when they asked you, was that surprising?
His departure is not a surprise from that standpoint. I respect KG's decision. I think he's an extremely detailed person from the standpoint that he has a clear understanding of what direction he wants to go in. And so if he felt as though this was something that he had to do, he has a very good reason for that, and I wished him well.
Winston, big picture defensively, what do you think's got to be done to improve the overall performance, not just your area, but the overall performance of the group heading into next year? What are you guys going to be emphasizing this offseason?
Again, we're still formulating right now. It's still an evaluation process. I cannot stress enough about how we still have to go back and continue to work on teaching and demanding. This game will ultimately come down to just focusing on our technique, our fundamentals, playing hard every single down. It's still all about tackling. It's still all about getting off blocks. It's still all about your linebackers and your defensive backs covering. It's still all about your defensive line and your linebackers fitting the run properly and being well coordinated. It's still about communicating. And so when you put all those things together, we just need to become consistent as a defense. It's a very young defense. It's a very talented defense. The guys believe in each other, and the guys that are going to be here, the focus should be come to work every single day trying to get better, and we're going to try and get you in the best position possible. You just got to buy in, and from that standpoint, everything else should take care of itself.